Hello, and welcome back to Mormon Channel Daily. Dating can be hard. Think about it. You have to put yourself out there, get out of your comfort zone, and talk to someone. You have to meet someone new. Later, you have to worry about what activities you're going to do and what you're going to talk about. There's so much that goes into dating. And if you have more of an introvert personality, it can be even more difficult. It's not because you don't have anything to say. You just might have a harder time expressing how you feel. Well, no worries. Today, we're going to talk about how to be more sociable in a dating setting. First off, let's discuss the fears of dating. Why is dating so scary? Sometimes it might be because you're scared of being vulnerable. For some, it might be because they had a bad dating experience in the past. Others, it could be because they feel like finding the right person is such a huge responsibility. Now, how are you supposed to know when you find them? Calm down. It's just dating. Remember, dating is supposed to be fun, so make sure that you have fun. Of course, the ultimate goal is to find someone, but don't stress yourself out and forget to just enjoy it. The purpose is to get to know someone new, so don't think about marriage or children or even having a relationship. Just focus on that moment that you have with that person and have fun getting to know one another. So many times I've heard people my age say, oh, I just didn't feel an instant connection, or so it's just not going to work out, or I didn't feel a spark, so it must not be meant to be. I think that is an unrealistic expectation that we make for ourselves. When dating, don't focus on the spark, just focus on the person when you're starting off. If you're more of an introvert person, one of the thoughts you might have is, I want to date, but I don't know where to meet people. There's so many places where you can meet someone. If you're a student, school can be a great way to meet someone. If you go to the gym or you like to exercise, look for someone there. You've got your singles wards also, or even if you have a friend whose judgment you trust, ask them to set you up on a blind date. There really is no excuse. If you're more comfortable with social media, try a dating app or a dating website. I just found out there is an app called Mutual designed for LDS singles to meet. So, I mean, you guys, come on, you have so many options to choose from. Some advice that my friend Sarah gives is that it's important to accept as many invitations as you can when you ask. Keep an open mind. It's important that you don't just automatically judge someone or have a preconceived notion, but try to say yes to as many dates as you can. It will give you the opportunity to get to know more people. And most importantly, it's great dating exercise. Like I said before, don't take everything so serious. Go on it just to have fun. Nothing more has to come of that date if you don't want it to. But it will be a great way to practice your social skills and better them if you need to. It's also equally as important to find ways to extend invites. If you want to improve your dating life, you can't just sit around and wait for something to happen or someone to ask you. You need to ask too. When I was in college, there was this boy that was in my institute class, and after weeks of talking and obvious flirting, I kept waiting for him to ask me out. And I thought I was being quite obvious that I wanted him to, but you know how guys are. Sometimes they need a little nudge. So I finally got up the courage to say something. And of course, because I'm such an eloquent speaker, the best thing that came out was, "Are you ever going to ask me out?" And he just smiled and said yes. And later I found out that he had actually been wanting to ask me out for a while, but just didn't know how. Maybe before I would have never made that kind of effort to say that to a boy because I was so used to guys asking me out, but I decided to get out of my comfort zone and to say something. If you're not sure where to start with dating or you don't know what to do on a date, how about you start with things that you like to do, things you already enjoy? So find events or things you like doing and just invite someone to do them with you. Like if you love going to concerts, find a concert with an artist that you like and take someone. If you have a green thumb, invite someone to help you plant your vegetable garden. If you like hiking, take someone on a hike with you. Dating is just doing stuff you enjoy with someone else. Don't think that you have to have this huge, lavish date night. Something as simple as going out for ice cream can be nice and give you time to talk. The most important part is that you put yourself in a situation where you can actually talk and get to know the person. If there's one thing that I didn't like, it was when guys took me to the movies on the first date. I mean, how are we supposed to talk? We couldn't. And then after, they would just take me home and drop me off. Guys, please don't take a girl to the movies on a first date. Plan a date that allows you to talk and to ask questions. And as your dates progress, then it's okay to go to a movie. If you're not ready for a one-on-one type of date, or you're more shy about having to talk to someone, I highly recommend going on group dates. They allow you to have fun and get to know someone without having all that pressure of it only being the two of you. Group dates allow you to open up a bit more and to feel more comfortable. Find a group of friends who you feel comfortable with and go find dates. Group dates can be great first dates. And of course, if you feel like you want to go on another date with that person, then consider asking them out on a one-on-one date. Another word of advice that Sarah gives us is, if you're more of an introvert and you have a difficult time knowing what to talk about, ask questions. You can't go wrong when asking questions. And when you ask questions, it allows for other people to talk and take up that time, but it also lets them know you're interested in them and that you want to know more about them. And while you're asking questions and listening to their response, it might help you open up as well. And then, what do you know? You're having a conversation. I know sometimes it can be difficult, but the best thing that you can do is to have a positive attitude about dating. My friend Camille told me a story of her now fiancé, Tyler, and how he made himself a commitment to go on a date every Friday night with someone. He's not the most social person, so this was definitely challenging for him, but he set that goal and he did it. He asked several of the girls in his ward out, and through that process, he received a lot of rejection, but ultimately learned to step outside his comfort zone and put himself in vulnerable situations. And obviously that worked out for him because now he's engaged. You guys, it's okay to be vulnerable. It's okay to get rejected. Not everyone is going to say yes. Who cares? Still put yourself out there. It'll help you develop some tough skin. It's okay to have awkward dates. The point is to just put yourself out there. One thing I will also say is to not put any restrictions on yourself by thinking someone is out of your league. Don't ever think they would never go out with me. Don't make yourself lesser than you are. If you're not that confident, it's okay. Fake it till you make it. I know sometimes there can be certain feelings of anxiety when it comes to dating. So I hope that what we talked about today can help. If you have any questions or advice on how to overcome the social anxieties of dating, leave us a comment below or send us a message on Facebook. I would love to hear your answers. Thanks for tuning in today. Remember to listen every Monday through Friday, and be sure to check out our other podcasts and videos on MormonChannel.org.